is in the trenches every single day, fighting pivotal court battles that affect our future. But here's the deal. They never charge their clients a dime. That's right. When they represented us and our students at Turning Point USA, they never charged us a dime. They did a wonderful job of representing our students, and they never had to pay for their own legal defense. And you won't have to either. But ADF is a nonprofit ministry, and they need your help in order to continue to fight pivotal court battles and protect our freedoms. Your investment of $100 or more in the Freedom Fund will help us do just that. My goal this month is to raise them at least $20,000. I hope you will be as generous as you can. Go to charliekirk.com right now. That's charliekirk.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner or call 888-670-1599, 888-670-1599, or go to charliekirk.com and give some money.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 30% off a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Calling all Vegas Golden Knights superfans for the Terribles Game Day Giveaway. During all of Vegas Golden Knights home games, visit any participating Terribles location, make a qualifying purchase, get a scratch card, enter on the Terribles app, and you could win a $1,000 Golden Knights shopping spree. Best yet, one lucky customer will win this prize every day the Vegas Golden Knights have a home game. Terribles Game Day Giveaway. It's only at Terribles. Visit Terribles.com for more details.
Learn more at She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Supreme Court is not immediately blocking the Texas law that bans most abortions, but it has agreed to hear arguments in the case next month.
The justices say they'll decide whether the federal government has the right to sue over the law. Answering that question will help determine whether the law should be blocked while legal challenges continue. Arguments are set for November 1st. The court's action leaves in place for the time being the law, which has been in effect since September. It bans abortions once cardiac activity is detected, usually in around 6 weeks.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, the Justice Department filed suit over the law after the Supreme Court rejected an earlier effort by abortion providers to put the measure on hold temporarily. In response to President Biden's comment on Taiwan, China has said there is no room for compromise on the subject.
President Biden had commented that the U.S. will defend Taiwan if attacked by China. China's response was unwavering, as Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Weibin said no concessions will be given over the issue. He reasserted China's long-standing claim that the island is its territory. Wang went on to say that the Taiwan issue was an internal affair of China that allows no foreign intervention. I'm Karen Chamas.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the tangled supply chains and shortages that have bedeviled the U.S. economy since this summer have gotten worse and will likely keep inflation elevated well into next year. But he says the Fed is not yet prepared to lift its benchmark interest rate. Powell has previously said that the shortages and higher prices are mostly a result of the pandemic's impact on supply lines, with factories in Asia temporarily closing amid COVID infections and dozens of cargo ships anchored offshore. On Wall Street, the Dow by 73 points, the NASDAQ dropped 125, the S&P lower by 4. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada's jobless rate dipped a little bit in September, dipping from 7.7% in August to 7.5% last month. State employment officials say the decrease includes people who have stopped looking for work. The Silver State added 4,400 jobs in September. The Monday morning shooting on the 215, which closed down a major portion of the roadway during the morning drive, may have been gang-related. Police say witnesses saw the occupants of two cars flashing gang signs back and forth before that shooting. The male driver of one of the vehicles was killed, and his female passenger was critically injured. Police are still looking for the other vehicle. Now, just 5 months after buying his Henderson mansion, Kiss bassist Gene Simmons has put his property up for sale. The 72-year-old rock icon has listed the Southern Nevada estate just shy of $15 million. Now, in May, he paid $10.8 million for the 11,000-square-foot mountain mansion, which sits on almost an acre of land. His reason for selling? His family doesn't want to move to Nevada due to the hot weather. In Clark County's test positivity rate for COVID-19 is down 0.1%.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, we're getting heavy volumes all over the valley right now. 215 westbound at Gibson, 215 eastbound at Eastern. Congestion on the 15 through the resort area, northbound 15 at Sunset. And do expect heavy volumes on the 15 all weekend long north of the Spaghetti Bowl, the EDC. Music Festival is back.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, October 22nd. We are rolling through the month of October. We're close to coming out to to Halloween and then Thanksgiving, and then you know what happens then. Ooh, Santa comes. One thing that we do at the start of every Friday show is we like to celebrate. The only way we know how to celebrate is to get up and dance and just kind of have fun, because you know what? Friday is the best day of the week.
Oh, man. What day is it?
It's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Mm-hmm. Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on, you know better. It's Friday. Come on. And, of course, on Friday, everybody, has spent weeks making plans for the weekend. And, some of you are probably going to EDC. Others are going to do stuff outdoors because the weather's going to be absolutely perfect. And other people make other plans. Like, for instance, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, who joins us. And you got some pretty special plans this weekend.
Oh, man, yeah. You know, it's like one of those things when you see the Super Bowl champion and say, when you won, where are you going to Disneyland? Well, not me. I'm going back to Notre Dame USC game, watch Notre Dame kill the USC Trojans. So all my Trojan buddies, alumni, my friends, this is the one day of the year that we're enemies. But now you got to go. And where did you find that song? That's a great song, Kev.
No, in fact, some friends of mine in Nashville, when I worked in Nashville, created that. A local band created that. And it makes me feel good, you know? It just makes me feel good.
On a Friday.
I know. Hey, by the way, I want to congratulate you on winning an unprecedented sixth term. Nobody anywhere around the country has done that. Congratulations. It is the culmination of a lot of work on your part to put together a sixth term. Tell me what it was like in Winnemucca.
It was fabulous. I mean, we had the people that they lost Clark County. They decided to do a lawsuit and try and shut down our party up there. It was an embarrassment. The judge immediately threw it out. We're seeking litigation on all of them on what they did, on a frivolous lawsuit against them and their attorney. So that was the start of the campaign, or the start of the meeting, which was very sad. Then we had Kerry Buck came up and made a stupid speech. She got booed. And then after that, we got down to business, and the outcome was just, it was so amazing, because we had 15 of the 17 counties, I believe, showed up. The full delegation showed up. So they were represented very strongly. I had a wonderful victory. It speaks to the team. It speaks to, obviously you allowed me to be on your show. And the outcome we have with that, 305 to 30 something, it was. And Michael Jackson, he's a friend, he's a good guy. I think he got misguided by some rogue people out of Washoe that were running the party. They got ousted, as a matter of fact, a week before my election. But no, he's a good man. He's a good son. I pray for his mother. His mother's kind of ill, and he had to leave early. But at the end of the day, we're all on the same team. But I think this definitely sent a message. About the movement, about President Trump's policies versus President Biden's policies that we see right now. The economy's hurting, how bad it is. When President Trump was in, how great it was. Obviously, I can't thank the president enough for his endorsement. He was the first one to call me. and I can tell you it was joyous. He was amazing. He's an amazing man. He was the first one to call. We went through the election, the results, and he was happier than I was. So it was a great day for all. And I think when you look at it, Jesse Law down in Clark, he's the Clark County Chairman. He's grown the party from 75 people show up for meetings to almost 800 people to show up for a meeting. So you're seeing him expand the party the way I've been trying to do for the last couple of years, several years actually, where we're including everybody. You know, we want to be very inclusive, not exclusive. And if you saw what they did in Washington, what they did in Clark, they tried to shrink the party and make it exclusive. That some people just didn't belong, some people couldn't come in. And that's what got, I think the Washoe chairman was going to get recalled. He quit before he got recalled. His board quit because they were also getting recalled. We have some great new leadership up there. And then obviously we're down here with Jesse Law, the new leadership that came in, aggressively working so hard to make things right.
Are you satisfied, Michael, that what's happened in Washoe County, what's happened down here in Clark, what's happening statewide, all 17 counties, your overwhelming election to a sixth term, are you satisfied that all the problems, the infighting, the just really negative stuff, that we've gotten past that and we can move forward now?
No, I'm not satisfied at all. I think at the end of the day, you have to win. It's all about winning. We have some great candidates. I think what it did show that people were fed up with what has taken place. You had both my enemies, my nemesis, if you will, and they were enemies because they were anti-Trump, they were anti-state party, and they were anti-RNC. So they were enemies to the party. They were enemies to the Republican movement. They all got ousted. And I win with a 90% victory. I think that sends the message. But what it does, we still have to be able to build our infrastructure now that these people have hurt over the last, I've never had them. So you got to figure, I've been in office this long, and I've never had Washoe and Clark on my side, ever. Everything we won, we had to do in the rural communities. And I think when you start to look back and peel back we start peeling back who's actually in charge, a lot of it was heavy influence from the Democrats and also the teachers union. I mean, the people that were in charge in Clark County, the other people, they were heavily connected to the teachers union. Their money came from the teachers union. I think when you look at the people that lobby for the teachers union, you have some of our former elected officials and their assistants, they were so embedded inside Clark County, it's amazing that any Republican got elected. It was disgusting. And the same thing started happening in Washington. You know, you had a very elderly man that thought he knew more than the aggressive part. He hated President Trump. He would not send out President Trump. He took President Trump's sign down. His board allowed him to do it. And when we wanted to put stuff out to independents, talk about the president, he actually didn't know. We did the super walks. He wouldn't carry none of the pamphlets for the people inside Washoe. So when you look at it, you know, they were helping the Democrats more than they were helping Republicans.
I want to ask you about the people, though, that were opponents both up in Washoe and here in Clark. Are they just going to go away? Are they going to fade into the sunset? Or is there a place for them in your Nevada Republican Party?
Look, I think there's no place for David Sajak or Michael Cadenassi and those people that were so negative against President Trump and they always were anti-party, anti-President Trump. They might as well go join the Democratic Party. I mean, they really should, because I think everything they had was a negative message. They created lies. Ron Connect was one of the same person. You know, he's a guy that was formally elected. And, you know, he didn't even get recognized by the state party when he was campaigning, and they didn't know who your state elected official. This is going back in time. Your state elected official, you're campaigning, and the body doesn't know who you are. You got problems, and he had major problems. So he sided with Cadenassi and decided to do this, you know, anti-party. So it's coming on him. Look, people like Michael Jack, I hope he stays involved. I think Michael Jack's a good man. They started some PAC, which I think is a mistake on his part, but, you know, you can only go with what you know. I think we have great people that have worked. Higby was a county commissioner. Higby. He's a great guy out of Lincoln. I think he's got a great, you know, he's a great leader out there. He was kind of led astray, I believe, as well. So we want him. We don't want him to leave. But at the point of the end of the day, you have to have all oars going the same direction. And Kevin, you saw firsthand, we never had that. When you have people, our first Friday, after Jesse took over, we went from having zero participation in Clark County to participation with Clark County. We had 125, almost 150 show up the first Friday. And that says it all. You start to look at the coordination, and the people want to get elected. They want to take back the precincts. They want to be at people's doors. They want people to be elected. That's what it's about. It's about the excitement you bring in your radio show and also putting that motion or putting that act into motion. It has to happen.
Michael McDonald joining us, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. More from him. We're going to talk about the possibility of this being a wave election. The Demo rats in Washington, here in the state as well, they are setting the table for what could be a wild, wild, wild election night with the midterms. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
He'll be heading to the Notre Dame-USC game over the weekend. But before he does that, Michael McDonald joining us, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. You get a chance to travel the state, all 17 counties. You talk with people every day, both the Republicans, Democrats, Independents. And I guess my question is, I'm talking to people, and this is purely anecdotal, it's not scientific, but I got to tell you, people are really outraged by what we are getting, both at the state level and at the national level. Do you get a sense that there's a wave election that's waiting to happen?
Well, I think so, and I think you got to look at the voters. A lot of voters are, you know, their time frames when they come in. You know, and I mean that with, you know, they're busy in their lives, especially in Las Vegas, it's three shift town, and then they have to look at, you know, as it gets close to voting, you know, what issues affect you. I think you've seen right now, early on, what Governor Sisolak has done and the Democrats have done to the state is obliterated. I mean, it's horrible. There's people out of jobs. The vaccine mandate goes against everything America stands for. You know, it's supposed to be about choices, and you know, it is what it is when it gets down to it. As far as employers, they have to answer for that. But more importantly, you look at the time right now where we're in need of such leaders for the governor's race. That's big for us. As far as everything else, I think when you look at what President Biden's done, the price of gas, the cost of living has gone up. You can't get product in. I think this Christmas is going to be horrible. As they said, there's nothing on the shelves. Everything's offshore. I think that you can see that you have somebody that has totally dropped the ball, and that America's hurting. And I think they're going to look at changing the pattern of what took place. They need the policies of President Trump. They need President Trump, those type of policies brought back in. And I think the Republicans are going to issue those back in. I think that's where most of us, I'm a working man. I look at it from day to day about how much we've lost, how much we've suffered. The working men and women, the union leaders, union workers, not the union leaders, union workers, same thing. You know, they're all hurting. And when you get down to it, that's what's going to be on the ballot.
I want to ask you about the governor's race. It is a crowded race, but I got to tell you, each and every one of those nine people that have thrown their hat in the ring, they all would be light years better than Steve Sisolak. My question to you is, you've got a lot of really good, talented people in this race. Michelle Fiore, the last one, eight men, one woman, Michelle Fiore. Would we have been better served if maybe four ran and four others ran for, you know, state senate or assembly or secretary of state or something like that? Would we have been better served avoiding the glut of candidates in that race right now?
100%. You know, Joe Lombardo, he's won the sheriff's race twice down here. He's my old partner, my sergeant, phenomenal leader. John Lee, you know, he was mayor of North Las Vegas, through how he's been able to turn that around. He's a Democrat turned Republican. Joy Gilbert, who has a very strong message, very fiery message when he's coming out the gates, pointing out, you know, kind of like what has taken place. He's here to stand for it. Michelle Fiore, the last one, last week, the way she came out. So you're looking at all these candidates. You know, that's the problem. Senator Reid, he was able to take the Democratic Party and say, here's how we're going to run it. And he's been able to run it very strong. And I think, you know, if we had someone like that at the Republican level, we would do the same thing. And, you know, hopefully one of these fine candidates win and we're able to do it. You know, as chairman, I have no say in that. I mean, you know, they said I'm one of the our critics said, oh, you're the coach. I'm far from the coach. The coach gets to pick a players. They get to pick the plays. I don't get to pick who the candidate is. I don't get to pick how their messages is. So I don't get to pick the plays or the players. I had two of the largest counties. They're supposed to be my good players. They're going in opposite directions. So it was hard to say that we've ever been a coach. And that's a very stupid, archaic comment for the people that were ignorant enough that are no longer with the party. When you look at what it gets down to, it's about making sure you have the right message for Republicans. And at the end of the day, they all coalesce around the winner. And whoever comes out of that primary, we have to have everybody on the same team because it's us against the Democrats. You know, we've had several problems out here with some of these computer warriors, you know, some of these people that want to get on the Facebook and start talking, you know, going after people. All they are is they're circling fire squad facing in, not out. So I think you're going to see the big wave, Kevin. Again, it helps to have people like you that allow candidates to come in, be interviewed, let your listeners hear them. It helps that you were able to help out the party so we can tell